Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn today is, O Lord, I Am Not Worthy.
O Lord, I am not worthy that Thou shouldst come to me, but speak the words of comfort, my spirit healed shall be. And humbly I'll receive thee, the bridegroom of my soul. No more by sin to grieve thee, or fly thy sweet control.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries of our faith, we are also celebrating the memorial of St. Francis de Sales, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. And now, gathering before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord as we seek forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are the way that leads to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. You are the truth that sets us free. Christ, have mercy. You are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who for the salvation of souls willed that the bishop, St. Francis de Sales, become all things to all, graciously grant that following his example, we may always display the gentleness of your charity in the service of our neighbor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since the law has only a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of them, it can never make perfect those who come to worship by the same sacrifices that they offer continually each year. Otherwise, would not the sacrifices have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, once cleansed, would no longer have had any consciousness of sins? But in those sacrifices, there is only a yearly remembrance of sins, for it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats take away sins. For this reason, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you took no delight." Then I said, "As it is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." First he says, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law." Then he says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first, to establish the second. By this will we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. I have waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me, and he put a new song into my heart, into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips as you, O Lord, know. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Your justice I kept not hid within my heart. Your faithfulness and your salvation I have spoken of. I have made no secret of your kindness and your truth in the vast assembly. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, my friends, as you heard these scripture readings proclaimed today, did you figure out what our central theme is? Doing the will of God. So in our first reading from Hebrews, we hear, "Behold, I come to do your will, O God." Our responsorial psalm, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." Our gospel reading, "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." So today's readings, very simple, doing the will of God. And yet, actually doing the will of God, very difficult, because a lot of times our own will gets in the way, or our pride, or whatever it is that trips us up, and so we forget to do God's will. However, that's where we have the beauty of the saints as beautiful reminders and encouragement on how to do God's will. And such is the case with today as we celebrate this memorial of St. Francis de Sales. And the interesting thing is, for his life, basically his parents had his whole life all laid out for him, what he was going to do, what he was going to become. And yet God said, "No, I got better plans for him. So he's going to do my will instead." Now, St. Francis was born in the area of Savoy, which is kind of like the northwestern corner of Italy, and right by Switzerland and France. And he was part of the French part of Savoy. So he's a very from a very noble family. and born in 1567. And like I said, his parents had all plans for him because he was the oldest of all the kids. So his folks said, yep, we're going to send him off to school. He's going to become a lawyer. He's going to get powerful in the law and in government, and everything's going to be hunky-dory. And so that's what he did. He was sent off, which I think is kind of funny, when he was 12 years old to Paris to study. Can you imagine that, being shipped off to college at 12 years old? My gosh, when I was 12, I was still learning how to tie my shoes. But yet they sent him off to Paris, and that's where he got his degree. However, when he was in Paris, he had heard about predestination, basically saying, no matter how good or evil you are, God already has your future all planned for you, namely that either you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. So no matter how good you lived your life, if God predestined you for hell, that's too bad, so sad, that's where you're going to go. And that affected him so much that he even got sick, and he was bedridden for quite some time because of worrying, well, what does God have planned for me? When he was about 20 years old, while he was praying in a church, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit came upon him, and all of that worry and fear and anxiety was removed from him, and he realized what his plan was supposed to do the will of God. And so once he finished up in Paris, he went off to Padua, Italy, got a theology degree, or a doctorate, I should say, in theology and in philosophy, and he had his heart set on becoming a priest. When he told his parents, they did not like his ideas. They were not happy with him. In fact, they had even picked out a wife for him. They said, here's your future wife, and these are all your children, how many of your children you're going to have. Like I said, they had everything planned out. And so he had to convince them to say, no, God has other plans for me. Let me do God's will in my life. So finally, they allowed him to get ordained, and that when he was 26 years old, he was ordained a priest, and he served in the city of Genoa in Switzerland, I should say Geneva in Switzerland at that time, and that was the hub of Calvinism, you know, one of the Reformation, Protestant Reformation cities. And so he had his hands full of preaching and teaching and writing and bringing the people back into the Catholic faith. And he did it with a lot of success. And so successful that in 1602, he was made Bishop of Geneva. And he continued to preach, to teach, to write. And because of all that he wrote, he's now a doctor of the church. And one of his famous writings is The Introduction to the Devout Life. And if you've ever read the book, go for it. Okay? It's a good book, but it's one of those reads where you gotta kind of go through it bit by bit, chew on it, and let it soak deep into your heart to really have an influence over you. I've read bits and pieces, and I'm still waiting for the movie version to come out, but I doubt that'll ever happen. But he wrote a lot on really how to grow in love with the Lord and how to live your faith and how to do God's will. He also founded a religious order, the Order of Visitation, with St. Jane Frances de Chantal, and he was very good friends with St. Vincent de Paul. But yet he is well known for his kindness and his gentleness. And that's how he helped bring people back into the faith. Beautiful witness of faith. But what's more important is that he lived his life doing the will of God. And if he could do that, just think of what could happen in our lives if we strove every day to do the will of God. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass, let us thank God for the beautiful witness of faith of St. Francis de Sales, and let us ask him to pray for us, that every day we can open up our hearts to God's will, that every day we can strive by our words and by our actions to proclaim the gospel and spread the good news. And now, trusting in God's love for us, let us lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For our Holy Father and our priests and bishops, that they will be an example of holiness to the church and the world, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the church, that through the intercession of St. Francis de Sales, we may each be meek and humble of heart in our devotion to Christ, and in our interactions with others, we pray to the Lord, Lord, hear our prayer, that all Christians may recognize God's voice in the cry of the victims of human trafficking and any violence against the dignity of the human person. We pray to the Lord, Lord, hear our prayer. For those who need healing from sin and the wounds of sin, especially those who suffer from addiction, that our Lord will deliver them and grant them peace. We pray to the Lord, Lord, hear our prayer. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Tom Dolan, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord, Lord, hear our prayer. For our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord, Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice of your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Through this saving sacrifice, which we offer you, O Lord, kindle in our hearts that divine fire of the Holy Spirit with which you wonderfully inflamed the most gentle soul of St. Francis de Sales. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Francis de Sales, you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. We proclaim Christ crucified. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Let us pray. Refreshed by heavenly food, we humbly implore you, O Lord, that attentive to the teaching and blessed St. Francis de Sales, we may abide at all times in thanksgiving for the gifts we have received. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.